This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following days of attacks from other Democratic candidates who've accused him of trying to buy the presidential nomination, Michael Bloomberg's huge ad spending seems to be working. A national poll out today from PBS and Marist College shows him in second place. Bernie Sanders with 31% support, Bloomberg with 19%. Joe Biden's third with 15%. Bloomberg's position means he qualifies for tomorrow's debate in Nevada. NASCAR team owner Joe Gibbs apologizing for his winning team's celebration after Denny Hamlin won the Daytona 500 last night. Gibbs said the team quickly stopped the victory lane celebration when they learned how serious Ryan Newman's last lap crash was.
In a shower of sparks on his roof.
That is heard on Fox. Miraculously, they say Newman does not have life-threatening injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Boy Scouts of America filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy overnight as the organization faces hundreds of lawsuits from men who say that scout leaders sexually abused them when they were boys. The scouts have been looking into the possibility of bankruptcy for over a year. The legal exposure has ramped up, though, since a number of states changed their laws to give sexual abuse victims more time to sue their abusers. Hundreds of people in Jackson, Mississippi, still out of their homes because of flooding, the Pearl River cresting higher than it has in nearly 40 years. And after a week of heavy rain, more is on the way in the next few days. An Oklahoma State Senate committee has endorsed a bill to ban abortions as soon as a heartbeat or brain waves are detected in a fetus. The proposal approved yesterday would amend current state law by covering women who are in 6 weeks of pregnancy instead of 8 weeks. Find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Jury deliberations are set to begin today in the sex crimes trial of disgraced former movie executive Harvey Weinstein. The 67-year-old faces 5 felony counts, including rape and predatory sexual assault. He could spend the rest of his life behind bars if convicted of some of the more serious charges. The number of former Justice Department prosecutors and officials calling for Attorney General Bill Barr to resign over his handling of the Roger Stone case now numbers over 2,000. Among the Democrats and Republicans calling for Barr to leave is Donald Ayer. The former Deputy Attorney General under President George H.W. Bush calls Barr un-American in a new op-ed, Ayer writing in The Atlantic that Barr must either resign or he must be impeached. MASH actress Kelly Nakahara Ouellette has died after a brief battle with cancer. She was 72. The film and TV actress, best known for her role as Lieutenant Nurse Kelly Yamato on MASH, the TV series. She also appeared in movies like Clue, and she's having a baby. And rocker Ozzy Osbourne is canceling what was supposed to be an upcoming North American tour. called No More Tours 2. His rep announcing it's to allow him to recover from various health issues that Osborne's been facing. The 71-year-old rocker postponed all of his 2019 shows as he's been suffering from Parkinson's disease. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We do it, as they say, not because it's easy, but because it's hard. I think those were the words of John F. Kennedy when he was, laying out the vision that we would head for the moon. And what an incredible vision he laid out, and look what happened in less than 10 years. Dr. Paul Kengor joins us now, a professor of political science and executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Dr. Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I want to talk about your article that you wrote about, and this is one you've been sitting on for a bit regarding Mayor Pete and the red diaper baby, and why not? You should be the one with especially your book, The Communist Frank Marshall Davies, this untold story of Barack Obama's mentor and the pervasiveness of communism and Marxism that's really has come out of the closet these days. And I want to get into that. But before we do, I want to address what's being noted here. And that is Mike Bloomberg trying to buy the Democratic nomination for president?
Well, I mean, look, I guess that's a cynical way to look at it, but I mean, I guess that's partly true, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
He's jumped into the race with billions of dollars. He's got a pretty much unlimited amount of cash to tap into, and Bernie Sanders, who already hates billionaires, he's got this slogan, no more billionaires, right?
Right.
And it's just
unbelievable. Well, he used to be millionaires until he became one. So
right. Well, that's right. And really, I'm kind of enjoying it, Bill. I mean,
yeah,
that Bernie would has a special hatred for billionaires, and to see this billionaire jump into it and throw a wrench in the whole thing. And also, too, I get asked every 4 years about Michael Bloomberg, and I remember the first time I did an interview, I think it was with Fox, and one of the hosts said, what do you think about Bloomberg getting into the race? And I said, who? He said, Bloomberg. And I said, who's that? They said, the mayor of New York. And I said, as president? They said, yeah. I said, well, get out of here, right? Get out of town. But he seems to have jumped in at the right time this year,
mm-hmm.
because you got an awful lot of Democrats that don't want Bernie Sanders to get the nomination. They don't think that Bernie can defeat Trump, and they don't think that the second guy in second place, Pete Buttigieg, could defeat Trump either.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're kind of desperate, and here comes Bloomberg, and if there's any year where he might be a possibility, this is it. But I got to tell you, Bill, he is. Once people get a good look at him, he's very unappealing.
Yeah, well, he's got lots of luggage, as they say. And, of course, what you suggested early on, I mean, this is a true political irony. Here you got a party that has been continually maligning billionaires and old white guys now find themselves on the verge of nominating an old white guy with billions.
Right. Or an old white guy who's a socialist.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
An ex-Trotskyist. And in fact, really, the three top people at the party are all white guys. And, you know, they lecture us all the time about identity politics. I remember I saw Jeffrey Toobin a couple weeks ago when Donald Trump's lawyers defended him in the impeachment trial, and he got on CNN and he said, I noticed that all these people representing the president were white guys. And it's like,
oh my gosh.
That's evil. Oh. By the way, Jeff, you're a white guy, right?
Yeah. Lions, tigers, bears, and white guys there.
So they're the ones that obsess over this stuff. And then, you know, look what they're doing. They're going with a bunch of old white guys. You know, you and I have nothing against white guys. We're white guys.
Hey, we love American, and we love Americans, you know, and all this hyphenation and everything that goes on. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm right with you on it. Well, according to one survey, or accounting anyway, in advertising, Bloomberg has spent $417 million, Paul. $417 million. Now, and he says he's prepared to spend, you know, upwards of $2 billion by Election Day. Of course, that sounds reminiscent of what Hillary Clinton spent. I think she outspent the president something 4 or 5 to 1. And here Bloomberg is ready to do this. And I think Donald Trump is willing to just say, olé, go ahead, spend all you got, you know, and knock yourself out. Because it still comes down to what happened in the previous campaign. It's money or message, and message I always find Trump's money. So, and no pun intended, but we'll see how this plays out. But he's not holding back. Bernie Sanders, by comparison, just to give you an idea, has spent $40 million, and Biden $12.3 million.
Wow.
I mean, he is dwarfing everyone. Little Mike is spending big money and looking very tall. And now we heard the news that he's going to be on the stage, on the debate stage in Nevada. So we'll see if he can back up all that investment, right?
Yeah, that's really going to make him angry. But again, Bill, I got to tell you, Bloomberg is quite oblivious. The first ad that I saw for him, in fact, I even wrote a piece on it for my column in the Pittsburgh newspaper. I was sitting in Cormani's in downtown Pittsburgh, which is this like iconic restaurant where they put fries on the sandwich and coleslaw and everything.
That's my kind of place. Yeah, you and I are going to go do deli one day or do lunch there. We got to do that.
Well, and the Steeler game is on the TV, and all of a sudden there's this ad, and I realize it's a Michael Bloomberg ad. It's the first that I saw, and he shows smokestacks and coal plants, and he's like, you know, I'm going to stop this, and I'm thinking to myself, you idiot, this is southwestern Pennsylvania.
Right.
This is steel country.
Right.
What's not steel are coal mines.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody watching this KDKA-TV, everybody in West Virginia gets this channel. Are you out of your mind?
Exactly.
I mean, this will play in Seattle, right? But why are you running this in the Pittsburgh market? And it just kind of goes to show that he really is totally, you know, New York Mike, Manhattan Mike. And I don't, you could spend all the money in the world that you want, but at some point, I don't know if he's going to be able to resonate at all. He's quite arrogant.
Well, yeah, didn't that strategy work very effectively for Hillary? We're going to put coal out of business, and then she goes to the coal miners and says, don't worry, we've got jobs for you.
Yeah. And he's even, the whole Hillary deplorable thing, the way he kind of sees flyover country.
Yeah.
But Bloomberg's even worse.
Right.
I mean, you know, Hillary's at least, you know, from Illinois originally and, you know, lived in Arkansas. And, you know, she had her own problems, you know, viewing the common man with contempt. But I'm telling you, Bloomberg is very arrogant.
Well, if you want to learn about farming, Mini Mike, he's got the tools. He can teach you how to farm.
I saw that. Yeah, that's horrible.
Embarrassing.
It really is. Well, you just plant a couple seeds, and, you know, you get, you know, just like that, you can get a banana tree in your backyard, you know? Yeah, he's really out of it.
He's smoking bananas, I'm telling you. This is crazy. But, you know, the interesting thing is this the future of American politics? I mean, can K Street and all the other traditional campaign bundlers, Paul, can they match this sort of ante?
Right. Well, when you nominate guys like Bernie Sanders, it opens the way for somebody like a Bloomberg. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, look, they're going to be duking it out on stage, and we'll see what will happen, because already, I mean, everybody, the crosshairs are all over Mini Mike, and we'll see how this plays out. When we come back, we've got more from Dr. Paul Kengor talking about Mayor Pete. We're going to vet the mayor here, and we're talking red diaper baby kind of information, so stay with us right after this.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You know, there's a lot to be said about being fresh and independent, especially independent, because you're not beholden to the traditions of, talk radio and those constraints that you know, keep us from going to areas that we need to talk about. And we're going to address Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Dr. Paul Kengor continues with us. Paul, I think it's a bit ironic here in this, you know, trans era in which we live in. You know, Mayor Pete talks about his husband. So does this technically make him a wife or gives him some sort of female identity so that he would do something that, you know, regular women have not been able to do and break through the glass ceiling? Would this be a bit of a disturbance, for Hillary Clinton, who saw herself as the one to, you know, break through the glass ceiling? Now we have, in a sense, a transfigured individual in Pete Buttigieg breaking through the glass ceiling. Does that count?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that you could have, I mean, it's not like it's going to happen, but you could have the first husband in the White House be married to a man.
Right? Yes, right.
And this is 5 years after the Obergefell decision. It would be about 20 years after the entire Democratic Party, almost, including Bill and Hillary Clinton, when Bill was president, supported the Defense of Marriage Act, defining marriage as between one man and one woman. And you know, this is the revolution that the liberals have cut loose. Mm-hmm. And, you know, guys like me and you, Bill, for years, we've been telling them, you know, you guys on the left, you Democrats, you never criticize your own, right?
Right.
There's never any debates in your party. It's guys like us that have to point out the socialists within their ranks, to have to point out the radical leftward lunge on culture, on issues like marriage and abortion. If fellow Democrats, they just let it go and let it go and let it go and let it go, and then one day, you know, heading the top of their ticket is an ex-Trotskyist.
Yes.
And a man married to another man, and a group of like 15, 20 candidates, not one of which among them is pro-life on the abortion issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, you made your own bed, right?
Yeah.
It's time to pay the progressive piper. Now you're stuck with this radical left party. And I have friends who are moderate Democrats, and they truly have nowhere to go. And a good friend of mine named Todd, who's like an old Union Democrat, right? God, guns.
Yeah, right.
And you know, they never criticize their own.
Mm-hmm.
They never have these debates. And now they've allowed their party to be hijacked. I mean, we started our discussion. You mentioned John F. Kennedy at the top of the show.
Mm-hmm.
John F. Kennedy would roll over in his grave,
right,
if he saw what happened to the party. You know, anti-communist, you know, anti-socialist, Catholic, you know, pro-life. I mean, they couldn't even conceive of something like same-sex marriage, a man married to another man in the White House.
Yeah,
but
not to mention the crass murder of your very children, and then as if that's not enough, you know, it's the disease of more, you know, killing them is not enough. Let's sell their baby parts.
Right. That's right. Yep, with taxpayer dollars. And anyone who objects to your money going to Planned Parenthood or to funding abortion is portrayed as a hater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, drawn a bullseye on the back of women, as one congresswoman from Colorado put it a couple years ago during the whole HHS mandate debate. And in fact, they're still suing the Little Sisters of the Poor.
Exactly.
Because
yeah.
These nuns don't want to pay for other women's contraception.
Well, they kind of know, the Little Sisters of the Poor kind of understand how Trump feels, because impeachment isn't out of the, you know, front windshield for the Democrats. It's like, well, you know, it's not our money, you know, we'll just keep spending, you know, the deplorables money, and we'll just keep riding this impeachment thing. And you know, I've had it with seeing Swalwell on the tube or Blumenthal. They have no credibility, but yet even Fox, I mean, why do they even put them on? And I got to tell you, you know, even Donna Brazile's never apologized. Donna Brazile needs to apologize, in my estimation, to the people for what she did in cheating in an election. I mean, she has such disdain for compromised elections. Like, wait a minute, you just cheated in the last one. And then Fox somehow, you know, they go into some sort of pretzel logic and they hire her as a contributor. It's like, you got to be kidding me. You know,
well,
this...
You know, Yeah, I thought about this a lot the last few days as I was going through the numbers. I've been telling people the last few weeks, Bill, Bernie might get the nomination with only 25% support
right.
within the party, and that's kind of true, but I was looking back at the 2016 numbers, and he got 13 million votes in the Democratic
right.
primary.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary got 17 million. So you do the math there, Bernie got over 40%. Of the Democrats' votes, and if not for the annex of Donna Brazile and Team Clinton, and I mean, who knows? Bernie
yes.
might have gotten more votes than
right.
than Hillary, and once again, too, because of the crazy situation that the Democrats have, you know, the party of democracy, as they call themselves, right? They love that
right.
word,
right.
democracy. Wait till they get to the convention with their whole superdelegate thing.
Yeah, this whole superdelegate deal, I mean, what a muse that is. I mean, that rigs the system in and of itself, and that's what got Bernie. You see, the other thing that hurt Bernie, you got to remember, is they shut down the loss of the California primaries. They shut it down. Dave, suddenly it was neck and neck, and then all of a sudden, the DNC found the votes for Hillary and said, hey, it's over.
Like, right. Yeah, that's the party of the smoke-filled room,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You know, the stodgy
yeah.
old white guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where the rigging is going on. It's the Democratic Party. That's the party of Chicago, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Well, your column on Mayor Pete, the red diaper baby, I mean, he has been the media darling. There's no vetting on this guy. I mean, this is like Barack Obama 2.0. I mean, you got to step over all his history, the influence of his father and mentors along the way. And, you know, people just, you got to wake up and see what's happening here. I mean, Trevor Loudon has done extensive research on the Democratic Party, has declared that well over 100 are card-carrying Democratic socialists. You see the fruit of their policy ideas and the way they talk and how they're manipulating and doing everything they can to upend this Democratic Republic. I mean, these are not the old school Democrats. They're far from that. The party has been taken over.
Well, that's right. And I got an email several months ago from a friend of mine named Charlie who said, hey, Mayor Pete looks like a classic red diaper baby.
Mm-hmm.
And this was back in October. And for people who don't know that term, red diaper baby refers to somebody raised in a communist household, right, by parents who were basically reds. And it doesn't mean that the kid is himself ends up a communist, but they're usually raised that way.
Right,
right?
Exactly.
So there's I know many of these people, many of them. And, in fact, the ones that I know, David Horowitz, Ron Radosh, my friend Mike Shotwell, they ended up communists for a time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of an upbringing is very, very important. And Mayor Pete was the only child of a mom and a dad. I don't know the mom's politics exactly. That's been kept very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But his father, Joseph Buttigieg, was the international head. He was the head of the mm-hmm. International Gramsci Society,
right.
which is named for Antonio Gramsci, the most famous Italian Marxist. He's one of the most famous Marxists ever. And Joseph Buttigieg, not only head of the Gramsci Society, but is actually the translator of Gramsci's prison notebooks, which
wow.
is a real big mm. deal in the area of what they call cultural Marxism, or Marxism applied to culture.
Yes.
And Mayor Pete, I have the two volumes on my desk. Joseph even acknowledges Pete's help in the preface, in the acknowledgments, including Pete's help in him compiling the index. So, he's got an interesting background here with some Marxist connections.
Well, and like any true Marxist, I mean, you're not going to come out and declare yourself, right, as a Marxist. It's all very subtle, as they say, and there's so much hidden in the shadows here, and this is why, you know, the media is doing us no favors and not even considering doing a deep dive vet of Pete Buttigieg.
That's right. At the very least, it would help explain where he is on the left, including the sort of radical cultural left.
Well, you'll know them by the fruit, and there's plenty of fruit there to check out. It doesn't take a deep dive inspector to discern what's going on. Dr. Paul Kengor, professor of political science and executive director of the Center for Business and Values, has cut interest rates by 0.25%. Chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following days of attacks from other Democratic candidates who've accused him of trying to buy the presidential nomination, Michael Bloomberg's huge ad spending seems to be working. A national poll out today from PBS and Marist College shows him in second place. Bernie Sanders with 31% support, Bloomberg with 19%. Joe Biden's third with 15%. Bloomberg's position means he qualifies for tomorrow's debate in Nevada. NASCAR team owner Joe Gibbs apologizing for his winning team's celebration after Denny Hamlin won the Daytona 500 last night. Gibbs said the team quickly stopped the victory lane celebration when they learned how serious Ryan Newman's last lap crash was.
In a shower of sparks on his roof.
That is heard on Fox. Miraculously, they say Newman does not have life-threatening injuries. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, you've been hearing about what happened in Virginia. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's bill to ban assault weapons failed after several Democratic defections. And here to tell us all about it is Mark Walters. Mark is a national board member of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms and a broadcast media spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation. Mark, good to be talking to you on the air. I'm sorry we missed each other in Vegas a couple of weeks back. I've been looking forward to meeting you. A rare opportunity for us to get face-to-face, but I'm sure there will be more opportunities down the road.
There will be, and I feel the same way. Thanks for having me on. I got to see you kind of catty corner as we were both working, so that's good enough for now.
Well, yeah, we'll get face-to-face here soon. But, hey, let's talk about what happened in Virginia. Governor Ralph, over his skis on this situation to disarm Virginians of all citizens of our country, right?
Well, let's go back and let's talk about the irony with the time that we have, all right?
Yes.
It's Virginia that ratified on December 15th, 1791. It was Virginia that tipped the scales and ratified the Bill of Rights that we have today. Mm-hmm. It was Virginia that gave us the Bill of Rights. And now here we are 200 plus years later, and it's Virginia threatening the Bill of Rights in ways we've never seen before. And what this is, Bill, is an incredible opportunity that all Americans have been given this incredible window to be able to see exactly what it is that everybody on that clown posse on the left, should they make it to the White House and gain all three levers of power, this is exactly what they have in store for the nation. We are all Virginians today watching this unfold.
Amen. And, of course, if you have any doubts, we heard it on the campaign early on that they're coming to take our guns. I don't know what else we need to hear. I mean, it's the same thing like in the Middle East, by comparison, when you have Arabs telling Israel, we want you dead. And we mean really dead. And then you've got the world community saying, but you guys have to negotiate. What are you negotiating? Yeah,
there's nothing to negotiate here. Look, when you hear people talk about the debate over the Second Amendment, I want to make this very clear. There is no debate. The debate ended in Virginia on December 15, 1791. That debate is over. What these people want to do, they made very, very clear to us, and I'm going to quote my dear friend Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, who, by the way, is the single most powerful living human being today fighting for our right to bear arms. I want to quote him. He said, they're out. They're out of the closet. They've said what they want to do. We've known it for years. We finally got them talking about it openly, and we're going to make them eat it. And that's exactly what we're going to do during this campaign. Donald Trump knows it, and he's going to use it as a campaign tool, as every Republican will for the next 100 years.
Exactly.
You're going to have Beto O'Rourke saying,
yes,
hell yes, we want to take away your AR-15s. And everybody on the stage cheering, and not one Democrat running against him in the primary, disagreeing with him or saying, hey, wait a minute, that's going too far. That is what they want to do. They are running on it, and we are going to make them eat it. And Americans are getting to watch in Virginia in real time what's happening.
Mark, help us understand. There are some states that are trying to become sanctuary states when it comes with the Second Amendment right. And explain that dynamic, because we've gotten some, spatterings of information. Of course, that's something the mainstream media has been dodging for obvious reasons, because they're non-supportive of this idea. But I think this is quite clever. So help our audience understand what's going on.
Yeah, this is fantastic. And each of the listeners that are paying attention today, I want you to take this to heart and maybe use this in your own municipality where you can. What we saw happen in Virginia is the most glaring example, where we have over 138 communities, counties, I think 96 counties, and 138 total municipalities and local villages and towns that have declared themselves by declaration through their town commissions or their county commissioners to be Second Amendment sanctuaries that says we will not enforce your state and governmental infringements against our constitutional right to keep and bear arms. And you've got the sheriffs and police chiefs in most of those counties saying we're not going to enforce those unconstitutional laws. We're going to uphold our constitutional oath. In Virginia, 98%, Bill, of the state, including Governor Northam's own home county of Rappahannock County, have said, no, I don't think so, not today, not up in here, are we going to enforce your unconstitutional power grab. Now, that started 2 years back in Illinois. Mm-hmm. 68 counties in Illinois declared themselves to be Second Amendment sanctuaries. Since Virginia, we have seen the movement spread across the country, 30 counties plus and growing in Florida, 7 or 8 counties here in the state of Georgia. We have counties in North Carolina, Tennessee. We have counties in New Jersey. We have counties in Washington State, New Mexico, Colorado, Nebraska. The entire state of Nebraska is a Second Amendment sanctuary. Kansas, it's growing like a weed across the country. So this is a shot across the bow to any future Democrat, socialist who might gain control of the state, that this state is saying in advance, I don't think so.
Right.
Hands off my right to bear arms. And it's something that we have to have, lest we in Virginia, the state is sad. You talked about how the defeat, the HB 961, the assault weapons ban was defeated. And while people are cheering that, I'm not. And here's why. Because Virginia has become a state like New Jersey, like Illinois, like New York, like California, like Washington State, where we gauge success by how few crappy things the Democrats get through.
Exactly.
And that's not how I want to gauge success.
Mm-hmm.
I want to gauge success like in the state of Georgia, how many pro-gun rights bills move and all of the anti-gun bills get shot down session after session after legislative session. And we've got to get Virginia back in that column. And I have no doubt after this presidential election and the next cycle in Virginia, we will do so because of the shenanigans the Democrats are pulling right now.
I don't know how a Democratic governor can be elected in Virginia, not only with the Second Amendment, but what they did, with Northam's announcement about, comfort care for post-abortive right. babies, and the obvious, also declaration that they have no problem in selling baby parts, but that's a whole other picture. What I'm excited about, because what I hear all the time, Mark, I always tell people, look at this is a government of, for, by, we the people. We read that all the time, but we don't live that. But what this is doing, what these sanctuary cities are doing, is it is demonstrating to everybody, and I believe the power apparatchik of the deep state in that is shaking in their boots, because they're saying, the people are figuring it out, that they are in charge, and that organizational chart, I keep saying, has been, the founding fathers turned that org chart upside down to where leaders, the elites, the president would be at the bottom, at the top, or the people. Are we the people? And this is how this looks when we, the people, galvanize and stand up against unconstitutional laws.
Yeah, you know what's absolutely brilliant about this whole movement? I've been doing this for 12 years on the nation's airwaves. I have tremendous respect for the people of Virginia. I graduated college in Virginia. Both of my nieces and both of my nephews were born in Virginia. I lived in Richmond. I've been a Virginia resident at heart since I was 18 years old and never looked back, even though I moved out of the state years ago. So I have personal deep history in the state of Virginia. And it's been incredible for me to watch the people, the true grassroots. This is not AstroTurf like Every Town for Gun Safety, who counts their memberships based on how many people like a cyber page. These are real people by the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands that are rising up and saying to their government, I don't think you're going to be able to do that. And it reminds me of a scene in the movie Tombstone, when you go back to the gunfight at the OK Corral, when Johnny Behan attempted in real life, this is true history, attempted to try to arrest Wyatt Earp, and Wyatt Earp said, I don't think I'm going to let you arrest me today, Johnny.
Yes.
And that's what's happening in the state of Virginia. But it begs this question, Bill, and it's an uncomfortable one. And I want your listeners to think about this and chew on this throughout the day. If you're listening to us today, think about this. What is it about their agenda, everywhere they go, that requires their first order of business to disarm their population?
Of course.
Ask yourself that question.
Well, and remember the state motto of Virginia, Sic Semper Tyrannis, right?
Death to tyranny. Isn't that ironic?
Well, it's more than ironic. It is truthful. It is what drives, I believe, the basic DNA of all Virginians. And as you said, we're all Virginians today. Standing for our Second Amendment rights, standing for our Constitution, standing for those things that offer freedom and do not limit it. And that's why I keep saying, with every proposition that comes across your portal, you need to ask, is this elected official, is this proposition, is it going to add or take away from our freedoms? That's the question of the day, and that's what we need to stand for. Mark Walters, as always, hey, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Where can they go to be in touch with you real quick? Got 10 seconds.
ArmedAmericanRadio.com and join us at SAF.org for Second Amendment.
Coming to theaters for one day only, Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle.
My first question as a geographer is, where was the sea that was parted and crossed?
For nearly two decades, investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney has been searching for evidence of one of the Bible's most epic miracles, the parting of the Red Sea.
We're talking about a miraculous event of unprecedented proportion, of God's saving power.
The Red Sea Miracle, Part 1, in theaters for one day only on February 18th. Get tickets today at PatternsOfEvidence.com/RedSea.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements, formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the third one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I hope it's the best day ever for you. Why not? For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Download a podcast. Any one of the many guests. We have a plethora of guests that take you deep and beyond the eight-second sound bites. Grateful to connect with Mark Walters and what he brought to bear regarding what happened in Virginia. This could be, I believe, the turning of the tide, and we the people understanding that we are in first priority, that this is a government by us, for us, of us, not of Donald Trump or Donna Brazile or Hillary Clinton or all those politicos. We have elevated them to such a class and elite status, and they're happy to take it, and look how it's serving us. And in all cases, and again, I say that in a broad stroke, and I know for those of you, you see the current president as different, and I probably do as well, but still the influence there of being the leader of, the greatest country of the free world, and all the influence that goes along with it, it is rather unique. That Donald Trump is independent as he is, that he's not beholden, as I was discussing with Dr. Paul Ken Gore, is that all the money, the traditional campaign money that comes out of K Street, don't think that that stuff doesn't come with strings attached. That has been the tradition, and this is why, this is why we have a camel by committee here that has been created in this Democratic Republic, because of all these outside influences that are not necessarily looking for the good of the people. What they're concerned about is power and getting reelected, and this is the kind of leadership that you get, And this really is at the bottom of all this unrest that America is feeling right now. Mark my words. And this is all being exposed right now. It is time for the Good News Grow. We'll set the political angst aside for just a moment. I know you'll be relieved and happy to hear that. And you're always happy to hear from the Good News Grow. We're talking Samantha Mao. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We got some great stories here. I love this. You know, we've been seeing a lot of video of a airline passenger who somebody, you know, she's sitting there in her seat. And, you know, we got reclining issues on airplanes. I don't know what it's going to come down to. Maybe the airplanes are just saying none of the none of the seats can recline because you get a couple of people who get annoyed, and this one particular passenger was banging on the back of the seat, and there was some suggestion that maybe the woman who was leaning back her seat was doing it, you know, to kind of get even, and she's got video, and there's a lawsuit pending and all this stuff. But, you know, people forget there's some great things that happen on airplanes. And, for example, the first story that you got to talk about is how these passengers decide, hey, I know we're 35,000 feet in the air, 30,000 feet in the air, but, hey, now's as good a time as any to have a baby shower, huh?
Oh, that's right. So this is actually an impromptu baby shower,
yes.
A surprise one for them. Dustin and Karen Moore, they had actually tried for 9 years to have their own children. And anybody who's, had difficulties conceiving or having children can completely relate to how special a moment this must have been for them. They were actually on a flight home with their daughter that they had adopted. She's just a few days old. So they're having a baby that's unusually young on this flight. And of course, whenever they're partway through the flight, the little girl starts crying. And so they go to the back, and the airline stewardess, Jenny, she's like, you know, can I ask you why you're bringing such a young baby on the flight? You know, and they're just curious. And they explained that they had just adopted her and they're bringing her home.
Oh.
And then a few minutes later, another airline employee comes over, Bobby, and he says, he's just asking them questions. And they're kind of like, that's strange. And then about 10 minutes after that, Bobby comes over the speaker, and he explains to the passenger that they've got this special passenger, this special little girl on board that they're flying home with her. And he asked everybody to write a note, some encouragement, some advice. So it ends up all the passengers are just celebrating the rest of the way home. They're sitting, or, you know, they're giving notes, and they've put this all together. And it's just, it was a very special and touching thing to read the different notes they had gone through. And it turned out, Bobby and Jenny are a couple, and they had something done for them like that on their honeymoon. So
could you imagine, though, suddenly the baby's cries that were before maybe a bit annoying somehow become an invitation, right?
Absolutely. It's
So
there were people getting up to congratulate them the whole time, and they had been a little unsure of themselves as parents. It was just a scary moment. You know, you're responsible for this child, and it kind of gave them reassurance for their new role, and I'm so excited for them. I can't believe what a extra special gift that would be after they had wanted this precious little girl for so long. So,
and a little shout out too to Southwest Airlines, because they were the carrier, right?
Yeah, that's right, Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, and Southwest, I mean, the people, I have found them to be very, very genuine, very and humorous as well. They can do some funny things. But that is so cool to be able to do that, and for all the passengers to be able to experience it. And what a way to bring the baby. And I can only imagine all the different letters of encouragement, what that's going to be like, you know, down the road when the child reads this and going, wait a minute, I'm a couple of months old, and I have all these strangers that are just writing all these inspiring notes. That is going to be one for the ages. Wow, how special is that? This next story is, you got a 5-year-old saving a baby sister from a house fire. What happened? Sam, did we lose you?
Hello?
Okay, well, I guess we lost you there for just a minute. No, I said your next story. You got a 5-year-old that saves the baby sister from a house fire. What happened?
Right. So we have it's a 5-year-old down in Bartow County, Georgia. His name is Noah, and his name's Noah Woods, actually. And he woke up to find his bedroom on fire recently, and so he jumps out of bed. He grabs his 2-year-old sister, and he got out of the house through his bedroom window, which is pretty amazing. But he didn't stop at that. He crawled back in, and he got his dog and rescued him as well. And then he goes next door and alerts his neighbors, and his whole family ends up getting out with nothing but, you know, some minor burns, and it's all thanks to him. It's amazing. 5 years old for him to have that sort of awareness.
Exactly. Yeah. That's amazing. And I know the local fire department gave him an honorary certificate and that, and a ride, of course, the fire truck and everything.
That's right. They made him an honorary firefighter, which I love.
Wow.
He seems like to have the heart for being one of those heroes. When he grows up, there's no telling what he'll do, but I think he'd make an amazing firefighter.
Well, yeah, the first responders, the instinct they have is to run into, not away. And this young man at 5 years old is demonstrating that kind of character. You're going to keep an eye on him. You know where he's going to end up.
I know.
This next story, I mean, here on the hills of Valentine's Day, you've got a guy who's been gone for 8 years, but he still manages to get his wife flowers every Valentine's Day.
That's right. So Rich Cox and his wife Tracy, they're from Kentucky, and Rich actually passed away in 2012, but he wanted to make sure that his wife always knew how much he loved her. And Tracy's Valentine's Day and Tracy's birthday are within a day of each other. So before he passed away, he let his children know, and they don't even know how it really works exactly, how he arranged this, but he let them know that he was going to keep having flowers sent to her for the rest of her life. So she didn't know what was going to happen. 2013 rolled around, and she gets flowers from Rich, and she said it was one of those times where it's like, it's one of those overwhelming emotions where you're so happy and so sad at the same time. She said that he was kind of the role model of a man, like the kind of man that all women wish to find, you know, thoughtful and sweet. And she's not surprised that he did this, but she's so thankful. And if she could tell him anything now, she'd tell him how thankful she was for all he did and continues to do. It's a really sweet story.
Gosh, could you imagine if she remarries? I mean, the guy she remarries, he's got to step up big time here. I mean, for goodness sakes, your husband, you know, who died is still sending you flowers. Give me a break here, right?
Lord have mercy. Well,
that's only my cynical mind, so forgive me. I'm not anti-romantic or anything.
You'd have to be some amazing guy to follow in Rich's footsteps.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, because it's tough enough in some Valentine's Day. You know, you will do something special for your wife, and you think, oh, this is really good. Rather than just sending her an email or something, you know, you've really gone out of your way, done something special. Then she goes to the office, and there's some other knucklehead husband who outdid you.
Oh, yeah. Well,
something not fair about that.
Well, we all enjoy our different things, so that's okay. I'm excited about the different little things I get. So,
yeah. Well, this kind of the story kind of reminds me. I don't know. You're too young, so you wouldn't remember the story of Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe. That after she died, he and I don't even know if that's still the case to this day, because he since has passed, but he made sure that there were flowers on her grave. And there was always fresh flowers on her grave. And so this kind of reminds me a little bit of that. Just a little bit. Now, we've got we've got about a minute left, so the final story here is a man has been delivering hundreds of roses to widows, military wives, and single women on Valentine's Day. Oh, you little charmer, you. What's going on?
That's right. So Seth Sturry is 29 years old in Spokane, Washington. And every morning on Valentine's Day, he and his brothers deliver the roses to, they're just single red roses to women who have lost their spouses and had significant others that are deployed overseas. And I think, what a sweet idea. What a nice young man. And, you know, maybe more people can do that kind of stuff for each other. I love the idea. And I think women especially are grieving during those moments or having
without a
during
doubt.
Those moments. And,
well, Valentine's Day can be, like you say, bittersweet, so joyful and yet so sad because, you know, for those who are in love and sharing love, it's great. And those who aren't, they're reminded, you know, when they see people happy and joyous on this day. So, you know, it comes with egg rolls, as I always say. Samantha Mao, right here.
Cable Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid?